We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live now about that LIRR increase in service, and joining us is Railroad President Phil Ang live on our news line. Mr. Ang, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Bridget. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. So if you can first tell us how much service there is exactly now, and precisely how much will the service be increasing as we begin phase one today?
So what we have right now, Bridget, is that we've been running the essential service plan, and that is roughly 70% of our normal full weekday service, over 530 trains a day. And what we've done at the beginning of this weekend in anticipation of both the Memorial Day weekend and the restart of Long Island today, phase one, is we've had 105 cars ready and added to our service, lengthening the train cars from, in some cases where they were 8 cars, now they're 10 cars, some cars, you know, 10 to 12. And then what we're doing is in those 105 cars, it gives us the extra capacity, 15% more, that as riders come back to the system, gives them a chance to space out and get a little more comfortable on their first few days back into the system.
Okay, so you've done sort of a proactive increase in service, anticipating people coming back today. But again, now that this phase one is starting, are you looking to increase it beyond that?
Well, what we've done, Bridget, is we've been flexing the service. So as we add and we see the need to add, we've done that. And in cases where perhaps it doesn't sustain, we don't always have to retain that. But we also have, across our system, we have 15 yards where we have protect trains, another 20% additional capacity available that if we need to add, whether it be a single day or on a everyday basis, we can add up to another 20% capacity into the system.
I'm guessing, Mr. Ang, that's because you really don't know how many people are going to be taking the train to work again. I mean, yesterday we had the NYSE reopening, but saying don't use mass transit. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, in this time of this unprecedented pandemic, a lot of folks have a lot of anxiety. We understand that. But what we want our riders to know is that the Long Island Railroad workforce has been doing heroic efforts since the beginning. We've been disinfecting the train cars and our stations in a way that we haven't done before. Every car gets disinfected daily. Every station, every touch point gets disinfected twice a day. And the key part of this is that also majority of almost every rider I see is wearing a face covering. I'm pleased to say that the essential workers that have been using the system have been able to do so safely, as well as our own employees that have been working on the trains and in our infrastructure across the island. We've seen the numbers go in the right direction. We're seeing that the measures we put in place are working, and that as long as people adhere to those measures, we'll be able to continue to support the restart of Long Island as we move into additional phases in the future.
Right. And other than wearing a mask when you get on a train, how else might the trains look differently as people start to come back more, specifically seating? Is there going to be an effort made to space people?
Well, one of the things that has really been good to see is that the riders themselves are walking further down the platform. In the past, traditionally, I think they had their favorite cars, their favorite seats, because it's most convenient to where they parked. And what I'm observing here in Jamaica today, people do come down, and now they're further, they're moving along. So if they see one car is a little more crowded than they like, they just move to the next car. So people are adapting just as everyone else is to this new world. And it's very important because, again, we want to make sure that as we come out of the lockdown that we have the ability to continue the positive steps towards everyone's recovery and restarting the economy and getting everyone's life back to somewhat normalcy.
Are you discouraging people on the trains from eating or drinking anything or from using the restrooms?
No, well, we're doing is we're just continuing to remind folks of the importance of a face covering, remind folks of the importance of following the recommended hygiene from the Department of Health and other health professionals. But what we're also doing is we're, as I said earlier, we're disinfecting every train car. We're disinfecting the bathrooms as well, top to bottom. So folks can use the facilities, but really what they need to do is also then practice those good hygiene and wash their hands with soap, use sanitizers, and continue wearing the face coverings anywhere in the system, not just on the trains, but in the platforms, on the staircases, because as you're moving about the system, as you're moving about anywhere in public, there's always the chance that you're going to encounter someone and not be within that 6-foot distance that's been recommended.
Yeah, and I guess you also don't want to see anybody crowding around any of the ticket vending machines or at the booths. Are you encouraging people to buy their tickets, their daily or weekly or monthly through the app?
Absolutely. That is one of the key things that we've been promoting and we've been reminding folks. They have a ticket machine right in their own hand and their own devices that they have. They don't have to stand in line at the vending machines. They can reduce their contact time with train crews on the trains. The handheld device with eTix is really one of the best ways for them to be buying their tickets.
Mm-hmm. And a last question for you, Mr. Eng. Do you think that the LIRR or any of the area commuter rail lines will ever get back to pre-pandemic ridership levels?
Well, I've been saying this, and I fully believe it. The railroad has been a vital component to Long Island and downstate for its whole 185 years. It's been even more essential during this critical time, and I do envision that one day in the future the riders will come back. It's going to remain a key component to not only Long Island's economy, but using it for getting to destinations and visiting all the great places that Long Island and the New York City metropolitan area have. It's a multimodal city, island, and the Long Island Railroad is a key part of that.
All right. Well, as a former loyal rider of the Port Washington line, I wish you well with that, Mr. Eng. LIRR President Phil Eng, live on the 1010 Winds Newsline. Thank you so much.
Bridget, thank you so much, and we hope to have you back soon.
Okay.